There are a lot of great musicians out there, but few of them end up as household names. So how did a band from Philadelphia, just outside the mainstream, end up as the house band for The Tonight Show?
It was just a fluke. Neil Brennan of The Chappelle Show kind of came to us and said that, you know, he jokingly suggested us to be the house band for The Fallon Show, thinking that we could at least recommend some good musicians.
Welcome to the CISO C Show. I'm Andrew Steven. Since 1987, when they were just a high school band playing street corners and talent shows, the Roots have always had a loyal fan base. Their first album generated enough buzz for them to land a record deal that began a trend of critical acclaim, record after record. But it wasn't until 1999, almost 10 years after starting, the Roots began making their way into the mainstream. Working as a backing band for Jay-Z, winning a Grammy Award, and releasing several more critically acclaimed albums, the Roots reached a point in their career many dreamed of. But something was missing. Last year, the Roots drummer and Tonight Show band leader Questlove told HuffPost Live's Mark Lamont Hill,
"It's like once you could navigate the Japanese subway system on your own without a translator, you know you've been world traveling too much.
Too long.
Yeah, it's like we were you know constantly on the road, dates and no dates, at least 200 plus days a year since '94. Wow. So imagine from like '94 to 2009 of just being away from your hometown for at least two-thirds of the year. And the other third is you're either making a record at home, you're spending very little time there. Mm-hmm. For those with family, it's one thing to leave, you know, your newborn, with, you know, they don't have an emotional connection like that, but it's another thing when you're telling your 7-year-old, your 8-year-old, you know, at the airport.
A wanted man with a bounty on his head. Work alone, sleep alone, eat alone. Daily bread counted till my fingers red. How you gonna judge a man walking in the shoes of a man with a broken leg? Flame on the trail headed for the powder keg. Last place in the race, I ain't never led. Like I ain't never bled. Time to get up out of bed. Serving in the army of one, it's on again.
Walk alone, I walk alone, you never walk alone. Always been on my own. Ever since the day I was born, so I don't mind walking alone. Walk alone, I walk alone, you know I walk all alone. Always been on my own. Ever since the day I was born, so I don't mind walking alone.
In his book, Questlove remembers performing with Kanye West at Dave Chappelle's block party. He writes,
"We were shooting a performance of Jesus Walks, and Kanye wanted to come in with a marching band. I remember kind of having an out-of-body experience. Am I dead already, I wondered? I remember thinking to myself, oh, I see, this is where I get off. I saw the rest of the plot stretched out before me. Kanye was going to be the new leader, and I was fine with that. I want to talk to God, but I'm afraid
because we ain't spoken so long." And it was just a fluke.
So when comedian Neil Brennan introduced Jimmy Fallon to the Roots, the band was interested but leery to take the gig.
Neil Brennan of The Chappelle Show kind of came to us and said that, you know, he jokingly suggested us to be the house band for The Fallon Show, thinking that we could at least recommend some good musicians.
Will we be neutered? Will we be taken seriously, the band wondered? And giving voice to the Roots' fears, Gawker.com wrote that the band opening up for Jimmy Fallon every night is the cultural equivalent of Miles Davis playing his horn on the subway platform. And so, while the band was out meeting Jimmy Fallon,
I was doing an interview in the trailer.
He decided the band would turn down the invitation.
And I came out and these guys were doing the human pyramid.
The pyramid.
Oh, yeah.
Until he saw his bandmates and Jimmy Fallon making a human pyramid.
Like, and I'd never, we're a band, but it's like, we've been kind of guarded. When I saw how silly that looked, I was like, wow, he just disarmed us in 20 minutes, instantly. And I'll say that 20 minutes into meeting Jimmy Fallon, I kind of knew, like, he made us that comfortable to make these guys do the human pyramid.
Yeah.
And I looked at my manager like, we're stuck with this dude, aren't we?
Like,
yep. And then that's how it happened.
Earlier this year, the band told Hot 97.
This is the first thing that has really happened in real time. Because what you have to understand is that, like, we've been out since 93. So, yeah, that's unprecedented. So, I mean, I thought our story was more like the tortoise and the hare. Like, you know, it happened so slow that you don't even know that you're at the finish line already.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas overnight, I saw a difference from, you know, a week of the Tonight Show and compared to an average week at late night when we were on at 12:30.
There's a whole demographic of people now that, you know, come up to me and recognize me, not knowing that, you know, not knowing anything about the Roots.
And for their fears, in 2010, the Roots put out two albums, How I Got Over and Wake Up with John Legend. The next year, they recorded a soundtrack and released a critically acclaimed 13th studio album, Undone. In 2013, they released a duet album with Elvis Costello, and last year, the Roots released an album they self-described as a, quote, satirical look at violence in hip-hop and American society overall. In a recent interview with Fuse TV, Questlove also said that he had two or three secret major musical projects that he's working on. It looks like the band isn't stopping anytime soon.
I hate breaking everyone's hearts about this, because every time I say it, it's like, huh? We really never practiced or rehearsed as a group. It started in January 2009. Was the first time that we rehearsed, like, sat in a room and looked at each other like, what do we do? It was the weirdest thing ever, but it's personally made us better musicians, better craftsmen. Like, you can hear it in our, this is why we're able to make the records that we're making now.
Perhaps the Roots just may be
the most talented band in all the land, trying to lend a hand. The Roots from Philadelphia, ladies and gentlemen. I love you guys. They are the most talented band, and you're gonna fall in love with them if you don't know them already. They're from Philadelphia. A lot of the guys still commute and go back and forth to Philly, and I just couldn't do the show without you guys. They can play. They can play with Tony Bennett. They can play with Jay-Z without blinking an eye. They're the most talented band ever. I love you guys, and thank you so much. It's gonna be fun.
I love the Roots.
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 Well, I love the Roots.
I love you guys.
Man, I love you guys.
It goes on like this for a while.
I love this band.
They are my boys.
And my Philly boys.
Hi, the Roots.
That's our show this week. Thanks so much for listening. If you like this show, please tell someone. We also have a new website, csoshow.com, if you're into that sort of thing. Or you can follow us on Twitter at csoshow to see what happens in between episodes. Thanks again for listening.